This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight. So, family separation at the border, children screaming, lots of hot opinions flying around the U.S. This is the buzz in the backyard. And some say thumbs up, some say thumbs down, but yelling and screaming and everything else in between is what's happening. And we've talked about this on America Tonight. If you want to throw in your opinions, you can. 855-855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, and I say that because I was overwhelmed by the avalanche of email that I received from so many of you, furious over what was happening at the border, but furious on both sides of this. So, not some feeling like, hey, Trump is doing what he had to do, Jeff Sessions, etc., saying that this is not a shock. We said that this was going to happen. So if you legally cross, you are entering into the territory where we're going to remove your children from you because you're going to be prosecuted, deported, boom, that's it. And this is something that, by the way, was happening before, just not on this scale. And therefore, it's become even more magnified. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News joins us from Washington, D.C. I said this, Justin, first of all, thanks for joining us as always, but I talked about the fact that this family separation at the border has a lot of people in arms and there's lots of opinions going around about this, especially in Washington. What's the latest there?
Well, this certainly has caused a major upset here in the Capitol. We have both sides of the aisle pretty much rushing right now to try to move forward with emergency legislation to immediately address this. Yesterday, Democrats got everybody in their caucus to sign on to legislation from Feinstein that would appear, that would essentially end this policy, would prevent those in the in ICE or in these positions from being able to remove children from their families. And Ted Cruz is another member who forward and has tried to put forward similar legislation on sort of an emergency basis. What we also know is that on Thursday there are two immigration reform pieces of legislation that are going to be voted on in the House. This is something that the president endorsed today and said would be something, either one of them, one of which is a hard line and the other one is a compromise, would be something that would end basically the situation we see right now. But for all intents and purposes, there is a lot of outcry, but there does not necessarily seem to be a clean way forward for the administration and how exactly they are going to be able to handle this and how exactly Congress is going to be able to step forward for this, judging from the fact that this is an administration policy and one that the White House has gone to bat for.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when we look at this, you've got the midterm elections, and, of course, that's what we're talking about here, the politics of it. And a lot of Republicans' seats up for grabs, and there's a big fear here. So I think it's a lot of the reaction goes from district to district, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And, there is a reason why Ted Cruz is the top Republican who is spearheading this effort right now. He is in Texas, which has a, high Hispanic population. He is facing a popular challenger with Beto O'Rourke. So he certainly sees that this is, coming off as a hard position for Republicans to face going into the midterm elections. That also explains a lot of the messages that we've seen from the administration thus far. The president has tried to cast this as a Democratic law, even though that just doesn't, necessarily fit the facts. Later the White House and the administration at large has sort of updated that to say that this is due to congressional loopholes. But there certainly is an effort to try to, wash your hands of this, even though a number of weeks ago there was you know, sort of a clear understanding this, that this is what the zero tolerance immigration policy was going to look like, you know, once that was implemented. So it's a tricky issue to be sure, one that is going to be having some pretty big ramifications come the midterms. And, you know, at this point, it looks like this is going to be an issue that's going to be sustained for, you know, at least the foreseeable future.
Absolutely. And then, of course, there is the another story about a top Trump aide leaving the White House. And what do we know about that? I think it's, I want to say it's Joe Hagan, who was a White House advisor who led some of that planning for Trump's summit with North Korea. Is this a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, Joe Hagan is a, you know, long-term civil servant in, you know, that sort of view. He has been with a good number of administrations and served a lot of positions in government during his period of time. You know, this is one that doesn't have as much attention, you know, as some of the others in the administration who have really tried to jockey to be in front of the cameras and tried to, you know, present themselves as huge, you know, conservative icons and whatnot. But this is sort of a sign of what we can probably expect coming down the road. There is, you know, big rumors that there are bound to be some pretty major staff turnovers in the coming weeks. You know, there's been rumors about Sarah Sanders stepping down for quite some time now. You know, even before the, you know, bombshell CBS report, there's been some kind of rumbles going on that, you know, she is probably not long for the podium, as well as a number of others in the press shop as well. So, you know, this is an administration that's been marked by a high level of turnover. And, you know, as things continue to heat up and as just this sort of sheer level of burnout, you know, seems to be striking a lot of members of the staff, it's something that's going to become, you know, probably sort of a hallmark of the coming months.
Yeah, so there's a lot happening with you. You're not allowed to take any vacations, am I right?
I am not, no.
I am chained to this city.
I've been on weekends for a while, so, you know, there we go.
Oh, it's crazy. Justin, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
So the big buzz, like I said, and Justin just talked about it, is the separation of the children from their parents when they come across the border. And what so many people are talking about as far as what is the future for this. And in New York, they're talking about that the fact that New York is going to sue Trump over family border separations. And we've heard a little bit of the rumblings from the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, who said that, yeah, we're going to go after the administration for what they're doing. This is wrong. The separation and detention of kids at the southern U.S. border, it's an uproar, and we're in the middle of this. Tearing the families apart is a moral failing and a human tragedy. And Cuomo said that separating parents and kids at the border violated their rights under the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court precedents a 1997 legal settlement that set standards for the treatment of kids detained for immigration reasons. So, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced zero tolerance policy in April and said that all immigrants apprehended while crossing U.S.-Mexico border illegally will be criminally prosecuted under the country's criminal entry statute. So they did not back off of that. So there's other state agencies that are going to start this legal action on behalf of about 70 kids being held in at least 10 federal shelters in New York State. That's why they jumped into the middle of this. Coming up next, a conversation with the other here on America Tonight.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
All right, so it's time of the week where we talk to the other. My husband Paul joins us here on America Tonight. Paul, you know what? Usually we don't go political on this show, but the buzz in the backyard is about what's happening at the border, and I thought you had actually a sensible response to what was going on. This is something we've seen before. People are acting as though we have never seen this before in our lives, except for that the zero tolerance policy means it's just ratcheted up and now there's more coverage, correct?
You mean I said something sensible? I can't recall.
So you forget what you said.
What did I say that was sensible?
Well, you said this was even Obama was the chief deporter. Remember, that's what people were nicknaming him.
Yeah, they back in the day, it didn't receive a lot of coverage. But if you talk to people in that who made it their business to keep up with those things, that Obama was called deporter in chief, even though it didn't get a lot of coverage in the media. Maybe it did, or I just didn't pay too close attention. But yeah, this has been going, maybe not with these bad of optics necessarily, and and publicity and chest thumping.
Well, and so I'll tell you what, celebrities are coming out of the woodwork to donate money. For example, John Legend and his wife have made a huge splash because they made a $288,000 contribution to the American Civil Liberties Union on President Trump's 72nd birthday, and showing their support, they increased it to $1 million because now what they're saying is it, some of this is related to what's happening at these detention centers. And you've got people like Ellen DeGeneres saying, I don't care what your politics are. We can't be a country that separates kids from their parents. Do something about this. And they're showing pictures of it. And, you know, we keep seeing that kind of stuff. Jessica Chastain, are we really such monsters? And then showing pictures of that again. And I think you said it, the separation of the families at the border and saying, ask your senators, ask your congresspeople, the optics of it are is what's so different this time around versus things that were happening before that just weren't talked about as much.
Yeah, I had told you the optics look pretty bad, and I had read something that this is not going to go over well with suburban moms seeing children in cages or, you know, cyclone fences inside of a Walmart, however you want to say it. But it's pretty apparent that I just caught a little bit of news in one of our nearby representatives, and even here in, you know, Red Meat, Texas, was taking some serious heat. Some of the men and women were very animated with him, and this was pretty close to Dallas, which is pretty red meat territory. So that was pretty interesting.
Right. So that means that that's what's happening. Mothers especially are seeing it, and everybody, I think everybody understands that we got a huge crisis here, no matter what, and we've been talking about that a ton. What's going on with the Tesla that went up in flames? Who was Tesla, was that?
That was Mary McCormack's husband's Tesla.
It's so hot to handle that Tesla. And I know that's a wild right turn to make in the middle of that conversation. But, you know, when you come on, we bounce around and talk about a couple of different things. You and I aren't going to solve the immigration crisis. I think it is appalling, but I understand it because I spent a week with the Border Patrol, and it was horrific to see what I saw. But, you know, Mexico doesn't do a damn thing about it. I talk to Mexican officials. They want the money from the U.S. People bring the money back in. They don't care what happens. They're allowing these rape trees and everything else. Just leave. Who cares?
Well, maybe we could solve the Elon Musk crisis tonight.
How do we do that with these Teslas catching? You know, we have a friend, the Cashin family. They have a Tesla.
You're just outing your friends.
Nobody knows.
Man,
I didn't say first name.
I can't believe you.
I didn't say that.
You're low down dirty.
Oh, come on. I'm worried about her. Do you think that Tesla's going to catch on fire?
No, I don't.
What did they pay for that Tesla? $100,000?
I think she calls herself a hot mess sometimes because sometimes her hair's on fire because she's such a go-getter and so busy. But I don't think her car is going to catch on fire.
Yeah, that's scary, right? Have you ever had a car catch on fire on you? Seriously.
Possibly. I can't recall,
possibly.
Actually. I can't recall.
What are the hunk of junks you... That's why I married you, because you're such a car guy. What did you have, a Dodge Dart when I met you?
That was a...
Dodge Neon.
That was a cash purchase I made for $2,000 after I got rid of my 2003 GMC Z71.
So much potential.
Beautiful 4x4, bright red, shiny chrome wheels.
Here's my favorite part about that story. My mother, who totally gets that, we pick her up from the airport. She had a late night flight from Hawaii and a stopover in Dallas. And she says, "Ooh, this is a new car. It's nice." And it was your crummy little car you were driving in.
You always claimed it was a pot car.
It smelled like marijuana. You never in your life smoked pot, but it smelled like it.
And it was funny because I always was like, why is she always on my case about this being a pot car? And after I'd owned it for several years, one day I was cleaning out the ashtray and I actually found a roach.
Oh, gosh.
And so I was like, wow, she was right. I found a roach in this car. I could have been arrested or something driving it around and I wouldn't even have done anything.
And that would have been a typical story for you where you would have said, I never smoked pot. What are you talking about? So for all of you listening, just to clear this up, there was a story about Mary McCormack's husband driving a Tesla. It caught on fire. She took video of it, and it went viral, I think. But regardless, it was all over the place. And I had a boyfriend long before you, when I was moving from El Paso to Albuquerque, the guy that I was dating said he wanted to help me move, and I had a guy friend who said, I want to help you too, so I'll help. We'll both help you move. Great.
I hope this has something to do with Breaking Bad.
Okay, so no Breaking Bad. we got a, you know, that's back in the day when, you got a rental truck, right? So there was the rental truck, the U-Haul, whatever it was, and filled it with my stuff, whatever stuff I had. And then we're driving up, and you're supposed to switch tanks. You fill both tanks with gas.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And Marvin Martinez, who I was dating, didn't flip the switch over quickly enough.
Boy, you're just naming names, and tonight, what is going on at America Tonight headquarters?
Well, my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, comes out soon. There's names in that, so.
Woo.
So anyway.
Watch out, people.
So anyway, he didn't switch the tank over soon enough. And we ran out of gas, so we pull over to the side of the road, and he said, oh, I can fix this. And he put some kind of a rag in the gas tank, and it caught on fire. And I'm not kidding. And sadly, though, and this was terrible, he burned his hand. Like burned
okay, that's,
it.
That part's not fun.
And not burned it. I mean, it was bad. I don't know how many degrees. I can't even remember. It was so shocking. And we drove to the hospital. And he had to get some stuff to put on his hand. It's not funny. He had to get stuff to
Did you say he had to get sauced up?
No, I said he had to get stuff to put on his hand.
This was truly the Wild West in very small town if you had to get sauced up at the hospital. This is a Breaking Bad story. Tell me more.
He had to get stuff for his hand, and it was, I mean, it was a good lesson for me. One, never have a man move you again that doesn't put the gas tank.
You have lived an interesting life.
I have.
Continue.
When all of you, well, five of you in the audience that want to buy my book, you'll be shocked. You know, in the book I talk about being shot at when Mexico and all kinds of things happen. You know that. I definitely dealt my own destiny, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yes. So, the little time we have left, so that was kind of a shocking thing. And the lucky news is the rental truck company, the whatever U-Haul, they didn't charge me a fortune because, you know, now you have a problem with the truck and
because someone tried to turn it into a Molotov
cocktail. Yeah, exactly. So it was so crazy. All right, so I'm going to finish with this one. For all of you who take drugs, CVS rolled out a new prescription delivery service nationwide. That's good for people who need to get prescriptions and they're not mobile. I love that idea. And smart by them. It costs, the delivery is $4.99. Would you pay $4.99 to have drugs delivered to your house?
If they're good.
How do we get like on this Breaking Bad theme? I don't know.
We just needed to spice things up tonight.
Yeah, we did. All right, other thanks. Another one in the books.
My, how time flies.
Certainly does. Coming up on the flip side, I'm going to hit the mailbag here on America Tonight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump was on Capitol Hill to discuss immigration reform. He later tweeted, "We want heart and security in America." He's come under intense criticism for his zero-tolerance policy that includes taking kids away from their parents at the border. The president met with House Republicans to talk about reform.
It's been a really bad, bad system, probably the worst anywhere in the world. We're going to try and see if we can fix it.
He says, as it stands now, his only options are an open border or prosecuting those who cross it illegally.
So what I'm asking Congress to do is to give us a third option, which we have been requesting since last year, the legal authority to detain and promptly remove families together as a unit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag for sure. So let's go to Amanda. Amanda says, Kate, it makes me sick what's happening. I get the problem at the border. I heard the president say today there is the third option of removing the families together, and I say, do that for goodness sake, instead of removing them separately. It just seems outrageous to me, and why dodge this all over the place? Yeah, why dodge it? In fact, that, and that's exactly what he said, so you're right, that, okay, here's the thing that we can, you know, here's the thing we can do that's different. And that's our third option. So will that be the third option? I think there's just so much heat happening over this family separation that there's got to be, I mean, they got to do something, but what is it? And remember, this was talked about, zero tolerance, again and again and again and again. So it's not necessarily a shock. It's a shock at how it looks. This one from Bill, listening to us in Louisville. Kate, I am so mortified that my fellow Kentuckians called your show the other day. I heard them, and while they were very polite and said it with kind of a good way to, I guess, espouse their opinions, which would be a spouse, but it says espouse, I don't agree with them. I think it looks terrible. to see those kids in a cage or pulled away or screaming hysterical. Think of yourself as 2 years old being pulled apart from your mother and separated. Can you imagine? You have no idea what's going on and how much damage does that do. There has to be a humane, bipartisan solution for all this nonsense. There's no reason to break up these families and create this awful, awful, awful set of optics that so many people around the world are seeing, not just in the U.S. Well, yes, we've been talking about that, that here, this lies, herein lies the problem of what it looks like, what's being said, the phone lines blowing up on the Hill, people calling their senators and their congresspeople to just unleash the beast because they see these horrific shots of what's going on. And the Trump administration doesn't want to, they got to figure out something with this backlash period. And this gives Democrats their own kinds of ammunition too. So this divisiveness isn't good for the Republicans who are running, but forget all that. Just what it looks like, this mess. I mean, it's become a mess is what it is. And guess who agrees with that? That would be Jake. Kate, I support Donald Trump 100%. You know that. I think he gets grilled for things that he shouldn't be grilled for because people don't like some of his rougher ways and the way he speaks. I think he was right to crack down at the border. Nobody was paying attention. But I also think that it looks so awful, it is so awful to see kids screaming, that it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever somebody wants to label themselves, this is a losing hand. And the RNC is going to pay the price for this. I think that's it. I think the midterm elections, it isn't good that this is what everybody's seeing. And that we keep seeing worse and worse, you know, footage, video of what's going on at the border. And it's not good for the people who are running, and that's why their phone lines are on fire from Republicans, diehard Republicans, who are saying, we get the border nonsense, we agree there needs to be a wall, we need this, we need that, but we can't see this anymore. Ripping apart families at the border, separating mothers from infants and children. Well, and that's the thing, how little they are. It's just, wow, mind-blowing. All right, John, I'm just going to do one more because the whole mailbag is mostly filled with this. This one from John, who listens to us in Sarasota. Katie, I am looking at the little babies being taken from their mother's arms. This is disgusting. No more. The Republicans are not going to have a party. They had the advantage, and now they're blowing it. This from a lifelong Republican. I get it. I think it's outrageous what we've allowed to happen in our country with illegal immigration. I understand taking a hard stance. I heard the president say maybe the option is, or another option is, to separate nobody and have the families be put together, and then they would be deported together, although he didn't use that word. Yeah, ripping apart the families at the border, instead keeping them, that would certainly be an option. And it's not over yet. Far from it. So where do we go in the next couple of days? We're bouncing into next week. Summertime. Yeah, complacency isn't going to work. Something has to happen. So what is that going to be? And it's just mothers, families, seeing that, it ignites something inside of us. And you've got a lot of people running to the border, donating money, trying to do something. And the viral photo of a crying toddler at the U.S. border is, wow, that's that just was bleak, you know? I mean, that was just bleak. And lots of people are filing lawsuits. Like, so 600 United Methodists file a complaint against Jeff Sessions for child abuse. And we're seeing that some more of that's, you know, some more of that's happening. But this is the zero tolerance that they were talking about. And so zero tolerance, this is how they're doing this. They're not, they're casting aside the kids so that they're not in the situation that the parents are in. And now you've got hundreds of people protesting at the border because of this. And you have the administration trying to figure out what they're going to say about this. And the confrontations, I think, are going to get a lot uglier. There was a group of protesters that interrupted Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen's dinner at a Mexican restaurant in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday night. This is part of that backlash against the zero tolerance thing. And a few of you noticed that, too. This one from Annie says that, boy, the videos are just killers, Kate. The videos of the kids, and they're so young, it makes you feel really uncomfortable when you have all these kids without their families, and you've got kids that are confused. It's just not right to see these small toddlers roaming around in shock, and who knows how long it takes for them to be united, separated from parents for months at a time is just not correct. Well, will they correct that is, you know, ultimately, I think, what is what we're talking about. The separation of children from the parents entering the United States illegally. Is it cruel? Is it immoral? And that's certainly what the former First Lady said, and we talked about that last night. And there is a need to enforce and protect the boundaries, and that's been the problem that hasn't been done. So this was something that was maybe over the top for sure. It was over the top. But will they reel that back in, and does it end up instead being the family staying together? And what do you do with the kids then? Would you put them in the detention centers? And that therein lies one of the problems, right? That's a big problem. Hard to get off anything else because so many of your emails concerned what was going on there. It seems almost ridiculous to bounce to anything else, but I will bounce to one thing. I got this one from Judah, who says, wow, the market's down, down, down. Do you think this is because of what's going on at the border? Is this because of the tariffs? Why are the markets down, Kate? What is it? Well, I think some of it is the tariff thing. And, you know, of course, earnings. And that's part of the market shakes. The market shakes when the news is negative. So trade wars are really what wiped out a lot of the stock gains on Tuesday, and the Dow erased a bunch of it. It finished at 287 points lower and extended that sell-off that was triggered by the threats for levying billions of dollars more in tariffs on Chinese goods, and that specifically was it. So the Dow Jones, after falling 420 points at its low, closed at 287.26 points, or 1.2%. Yikes. And that's because of that. And we've said this a million times. In the event of negative news, please keep your arms and your legs inside the tram car as it careens out of control on its way to the market. That's what happens, the uncertainty. And how severe is the dispute with the U.S. and China, and that's pushing investors to trim the risks. That's what they do. They do the sell-off thing. Stay with us. Invade the Man Cave next on America Tonight.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. The judge's eyes as they handed you the prize.
All right, tail end of the show, and we are going inside the man cave. So what does that mean? That means we're talking sports here on America Tonight. For those of you who don't know, I do a weekend show on the NBC Sports Radio Network. It's on Sirius XM 205, and it's also heard around the country. So, you know, politics, sports, business, that is my bread and butter. I like to say I am a content curator, you know, just I am a content junkie for sure. I think I grew up that way, which who cares? That's just giving you a little bit of my background. Let's jump into the sports of the moment. The big question in the NBA is about what's going to happen with the question over LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, and then, of course, we've got the NBA draft coming up, and there's some top players in the draft. DeAndre Ayton is my favorite out of Arizona, who looks to be really good. He's probably number one in the draft. He probably is the best player. In fact, I'm going to say he is the best player. How's that? And I had a conversation today with Carlos Boozer. If you remember him, he played for Duke, he played for the Cavaliers, he played for a bunch of different teams in the NBA, and he's part of this three basketball Ice Cube League that's starting up. And it was interesting what he said about the NBA and some of the crazy mad skills of these youngsters in the draft, and then what he thought would happen with LeBron James, because he said don't rule out the Rockets or the Lakers or who knows. It's not about money. Is it about rings? Is it about staying? Ah, boy. I think it's about a whole bunch of different things, honestly, and some of it concerns what I just mentioned. What do you do? Is it more about the wins? Is it more about the money? Because the money doesn't, I don't think, matters to LeBron, because he's going to get it. So it's not that. I think it's the winning track, and he's already won, of course, several times. But does he stay in Cleveland? Can they rebuild that up? You know, where does that go? There's your big question marks that abound all over the place. All right, so in the meantime, let's jump to something else sports related. There's been so much conversation since the Oprah sit down about Brady and hinting on retirement, speculating about that, and he's replying to what people are saying with different kinds of emojis and, you know, all this other kind of stuff that you would do. And in his interview with Winfrey that aired on Sunday, he acknowledged there could be something else that is a significant part of his decision-making process. It's his three kids. He's a dad. He loves it, and he wants to focus, of course, on that. He turns 41 on August 3rd. He has 2 years on his contract. If he can still play, I think for sure he's going to do the 2 years if he can. As long as he's healthy, whatever, he'll do that. But will he stay longer than that? I mean, who knows? It's so in his blood. It's so what he's done. He still has a commitment to it. The speculation over Tom Brady, it's crazy. And I saw the interview because I knew that people were going to be interested in talking about the interview, and he did talk a lot about his family, and that makes sense, right? I don't know. Once you lose the heart for it because of how long the season is and what it takes behind the scenes, I think then that's it. Then you're done. Because why are you pushing yourself? If you've never won a championship, I get it, but he's got a fistful of rings, so that doesn't make any sense. How's that? All right, I got to throw this out here. World Cup, how about Russia? Russia beating Egypt 3-1. So they weren't expected to do very much at the World Cup, but boy, they are coming together, and they are doing a couple things that no one expected. So Egypt on the verge of elimination, and Russia continuing to impress. I don't know, is there something about home cooking when the World Cup is in your backyard and you're playing in front of people you know? But how do you elevate yourself to a different level? Because some of these guys are certainly talented, but as talented as the powerhouse teams, I don't think so. But they are defying the odds, and that win shows that. But they weren't the only ones playing. Senegal beat Poland 2-1, and Japan knocked off Colombia 2-1. So there's your FIFA action on the day, and World Cup continues to roll, and there's some interesting matchups coming up on Wednesday, including Saudi Arabia and Uruguay, because we saw what happened with Saudi Arabia the last time around. Portugal and Morocco, Iran and Spain will play as well. You know, it's all about these groups and advancing and then the elimination. And some of the big games on Thursday, Argentina plays Croatia, France plays Peru. That's a big game. A lot of people watching Argentina to see how Argentina bounces back. And, you know, there's something about World Cup that's different than a lot of the other matches. And Lionel Messi had a penalty saved against Iceland. So there's lots of conversation about him and the matches, and, you know, it went wrong for him, and what does that mean moving forward? And then you look at where they are in the standings, and it's all about those, it's all about those points and not dropping those points, because drop too many points, of course, then you are out as it gets whittled down. We have a couple of minutes left in the segment Invade the Man Cave. The big story, I absolutely think, from the world of hockey, and I mentioned it in a previous show, is that Barry Trotz resigned as the Capitals head coach. So here you are on top of the world in the nation's capital, but yet you resign. And why? Because you weren't treated correctly. So you resign knowing I can get picked up by somebody else, and he probably will. He was in Washington for 4 years. He did what he said he was going to do, and I think the Capitals management said they're disappointed by his decision, but they wanted to thank him for his hard work and efforts and everything else. But he resigned, and that's that. And he's openly discussed a new contract, getting a new one, since the team won the cup in Game 5 over the Vegas Golden Knights. But he will pick it up with another team, I'm sure. What team that's going to be or how fast that's going to happen, we don't know that. We don't know. And then there's this story, so sad. Australian golfing great Peter Thompson has died. And why I say it's so sad is he died after a battle with Parkinson's disease. He was a 5-time British Open champ, and he was fighting it for the past 4 years. He was based in Melbourne, and he was 88 years old. He died at home, surrounded by his family and friends. On the American senior circuit, he won 9 times in 1985. But he, behind the scenes, he helped serve as president of the Australian PGA for 32 years. He built courses in Australia and around the world. He helped establish the Asian Tour, worked behind the scenes for a drug rehab organization, rather. He was the chairman for 5 years, so he tried to give back as much as he could. And in the 70s, he gave back so much he was made a commander of the Order of the British Empire for his service to golf. And in 2001, he became an officer of the Order of Australia. That's a very, very big honor. So hats off, Peter Thompson, the Australian great golfer. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.